Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2187 with the release date of Friday, September 27, 2019, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Australian regulators announce license conditions and U.S. reciprocity changes. The Radio Club of America honors some of radio's best. And let's celebrate 100 years of timekeeping. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2187 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kinford. N8WB.
Our top story this week is about sweeping changes in Australia, changes that affect more than just that nation's hams. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has been following that story.
Good news has just been announced for US amateurs wishing to operate in Australia. The Australian regulator, the ACMA, is renewing the reciprocal license agreement between the two nations. Amateur radio operators have a hard-won welcome mat waiting when they visit Down Under. In April 2019, the Australian Communications and Media Authority placed a hold on the issuing of reciprocal licences for US hams. The ACMA recently announced reinstatement of reciprocity for holders of approved equivalent US licence classes who wish to operate for as long as 12 months. Those wishing to operate longer must pass the Australian Amateur Radio Regulations exam. Volunteer Examiners Australia, the team facilitating VE exams in Australia, assisted the ACMA with its review. There were also concerns that Australia might withdraw from compliance with the Harmonised Amateur Radio Examination Certificate, or HARIC, which would affect the 90-day guest operating SEPT arrangements. Meanwhile, the ACMA's long-awaited review of licence conditions has just been announced. Here are the highlights. Links to the relevant documents are in the show notes at arnewsline.org. Entry-level foundation license holders are no longer restricted from operating digital modes or with homebrew equipment. All classes of license may operate all modes. HF mode bandwidth restrictions have been relaxed, with a bandwidth of up to 8 kHz allowed. But the 630 and 2200 metre bands retain a maximum bandwidth of 2.1 kHz. Geographic restrictions are to be implemented for the use of the shared 3.6 GHz band. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
If you're a ham in New Zealand, you have an opportunity to get involved with a digital amateur TV repeater. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us what that's all about.
Hams in New Zealand are being asked to contact the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, their national society, if they want to be involved in the testing and building of a repeater for digital amateur television. NZART has grown concerned about the slow progress of a repeater project which was begun some time ago. The repeater would make use of a guard band just above 500 MHz. NZART hopes to receive expressions of interest from clubs or branches willing to work towards delivering the project within 18 months of its start date, providing updates every 6 months that include reports of milestones. NZART hopes to make its decision to allocate the DATV repeater project no later than the 6th of November. Interested hams or groups should contact NZART via email at nzart@nzart.org.nz. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Being absent is not an excuse anymore. If you wanted to be part of this summer's CPAC workshop in Oregon, you still can. Just do it online. As Andy Morrison, K9AWM, tells us.
Hams who were unable to attend this year's CPAC, the Northwestern Division Convention of the ARRL, can still benefit from the discussions they missed during the three-day gathering this summer in Oregon. Visit the website seapac.org and view Power and Communication When Everything Goes Dark, a workshop which was recently uploaded for viewing. The workshop was led by Mark Brakey, KB7RHI, Delvin Bunton, NS7U, and Karen Trumbull, KE7NYH. Meanwhile, the committee is already organizing next year's event, which will be held from June 5th through the 7th at the Seaside Convention Center, which has been newly renovated. The guest speaker will be cardiologist Scott Wright, K0MD, of Rochester, Minnesota, editor of the ARRL National Contest Journal. Meanwhile, catch up on the proceedings from this past summer and make your plans to attend next year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
In case you're wondering who the big winners were at this year's ARDF Championships in Slovenia, the top scores have been posted. Ed Durant, DD5LP, tells us more.
Winning scores have been released for the 22nd IARU Region 1 ARDF Championships, which were held in Rogla, Slovenia, from the 2nd through the 8th of September by the Slovenian Amateur Radio Society, ZRS, who welcomed amateurs from many IARU Region 1 countries. The United States also sent a guest competitor who was not part of the official competition. In all, 315 competitors faced off in four disciplines: sprint, foxhawing, and two classic hunts on HF and VHF bands. There were 110 sets of competition medals awarded. Results are posted on the championship's official website, ardf2019.hamradio.si. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Top honors are being given out by the Radio Club of America this autumn, and HAMs number among the recipients. Here's Jack Parker, W8ISH, with the details.
A number of radio amateurs are among those being honored by the Radio Club of America as recipients of the group's 2019 awards. They include Ham Nation's own Bob Hyo, K9EID, who is being given the Alfred H. Grebe Award for Excellence in Engineering and Manufacturing of Radio Equipment; Martin F. Jew, K5FLU, owner of MFJ Enterprises, who is receiving the Barry Goldwater Amateur Radio Award for his contributions to ham radio; Henry Richter, W6VZA, who is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award, which recognizes significant achievements that have advanced the art and science of wireless technology; and George R. Stoll, WA0KBT, who is the recipient of the Fred M. Link Award for his achievements in land mobile radio communications. Ham's also numbered among the RCA Fellows named, having been nominated for the honor by the membership. A list of all recipients this year and in previous years can be found at radioclubofamerica.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
The first astronaut from the United Arab Emirates has launched successfully into space, bound for the International Space Station, where he will conduct experiments and engage in radio communications back on Earth with the help of the Emirates Amateur Radio Society. Congratulations to Haza al-Mansouri, who has made his nation the 40th country to send a citizen into space. Al-Mansouri lifted off on September 25th with his crewmates from Kazakhstan atop Russia's Soyuz FG rocket. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W5GAD repeater in Metairie, Louisiana at 8 p.m. local time during the Jefferson Amateur Radio Club Net. In Peoria, Illinois, recently two of Newsline's anchors and correspondents helped the Peoria Area Amateur Radio Club mark a milestone. Here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO, and Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
From the Peoria, Illinois Superfest, this is Paul, WD9GCO, and
Don, AE5DW, from the 100th anniversary of the Peoria Area Amateur Radio Club.
Don was invited to be one of the speakers at a forum to talk about Ham Nation and Amateur Radio Newsline, and I was invited to come along. We also had
Drew Vreba, KC9 Zulu Juliet X-Ray, the current Young Ham of the Year. They participated in the forum today, and the kit building session with Joe Eisenberg, K0N. NEB, and it's been a great experience, a great ham fest up here.
Absolutely. If you're in the Midwest, it's a reasonably large one, big flea market area, indoor area with dealers and such, and nice prize drawings. This year, there is a separate raffle for a Flex, and we had a very nice turnout. We had good questions. People are very appreciative of what we do. A lot of fond memories of Bill, which is always a good thing to hear when you're out.
Yeah, it really was, and I'm just wanted to thank the membership of the Peoria Area Amateur Radio Club for inviting me up here and making it possible for me to be here, and we had a great time. It was my first time to the great state of Illinois, and it happens to coincide with my birthday, which comes up on the 25th, so it was the Peoria Superfest and Don's birthday party, and good time was certainly had by me, and I hope you too, Paul, and pretty much everybody else that we ran into. You know, Huntsville always says that they're the friendliest ham fest. Well, I gotta tell you, Peoria gives them a run for their money, because the hospitality is absolutely second to none up here.
From Peoria, Illinois, at the Peoria Area Amateur Radio Club's Superfest 2019, this is Paul, WD9GCO.
And Don, AE5UW, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
In Norway, there are plans to upgrade one transmitter and shut another down. One is long wave and the other medium wave. Jeremy Boot, G4NGH, has those details.
Norway's government-owned broadcaster, NRK, has announced that it will shut down its long-wave transmitter on 153 kHz in October, citing low audiences for the AM service. Officials held a consultation in 2018 regarding the planned shutdown, but said no one came forward with objections at the time. In the same announcement, NRK said it planned to upgrade its medium-wave transmitter on 1485 kHz. The 1,000-watt transmitter is still widely used, they added, and the frequency would be useful for preparations for emergency operations, noting in a letter to the National Ministry of Culture that the facility was aging. NRK said it would undertake an upgrade that would boost the power from 1 to 3 kilowatts, making it Norway's last AM station, since the number of listeners in Norway had continued to shrink as a result of other means of reception. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci, 4NJH.
The ARRL has renewed a request it made earlier to the FCC asking for changes in the way limits are set on data transmission. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, has the details.
The ARRL has asked the FCC to remove symbol rate limits on data transmissions and adopt a 2.8 kHz bandwidth limit instead. This is the group's second request to the agency for such a change. The FCC had earlier proposed removing the symbol rate limits, but did not agree with the ARRL recommendation on bandwidth. In renewing its request, the ARRL contends that the symbol rate limits, which date to the 1980s, are a hindrance to efficient modern data modes. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
As Newsline went to production, Will Wyquist, an FCC spokesman, said in an email that the agency is still reviewing the request and had no timeline for decisions. There are changes ahead for the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend held each summer, but as John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us, they're only temporary.
Although the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend has been something of a tradition itself since its beginnings in 1998, that tradition is going to be a bit flexible in the year ahead. In 2020, instead of global activations taking place on the third full weekend of August, they'll migrate to the weekend of August 22nd and 23rd. The temporary change is being made to accommodate the 75th anniversary of Victory Over Japan Day, which marks the surrender of that nation's imperial government in World War II, and which will see many commemorative special event stations around the Pacific bordering nations, including Australasia. Organisers are hopeful that the 2020 event will bring the same high level of participation as this year's, which attracted amateurs from 50 countries for a total of 426 stations. The activations will cover a period of 48 hours, in keeping with tradition. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
In the world of DX, there are only a few days left to work. John, WB6Z in the Mariana Islands. He is using the call sign KH0/WB6Z from Saipan until the 30th of September. Listen for him on 40 through 10 meters using CW, SSB, and FT8. QSL via JF1 OCQ. The Polish special event station HF60KJM is on the air, marking the 60th anniversary of the club station SP9KJM. QSL to SP9KJM, direct by the Bureau, LOTW, or EQSL. Listen for Renee DL2JRM operating as NH3YY from Malta from the 18th to the 22nd of October. Renee will be on 80 through 10 meters using CW and SSB. He also will be participating in the Werchtal Germany contest on October 19th and 20th. QSL to his home call sign, direct or by the Bureau. Anton ON6NL is active as 5XHC in Uganda until the 7th of October. Send QSLs to him direct at his home call sign by the Bureau or LOTW. Whether you're a short-timer or a long-timer as a ham radio operator, our final story is for you. Mike Askins, KE5-CXP, is clocking in to explain.
When it comes to the celebration of a centennial, you might just say that, well, it's finally time. Time, in this case, isn't just the 100 years marking this one HF station's operation in the United States. Time is also the commodity that that station, WWV, delivers. Located outside Fort Collins, Colorado, WWV, government licensed since 1919, transmits the national time standard, which is synchronized with Coordinated Universal Time. It's what we hams call UTC, and it keeps all of us in sync with one another. The station is marking its birthday on the 1st of October, a birthday its operators feared it might not see a few years ago when the government proposed shutting it down as a cost-saving measure. Now, of course, it's going to be one big party from September 28th through October 2nd, as the Northern Colorado Amateur Club and the WWV Amateur Radio Club, with help from many other operators around the country, work in shifts on the various HF bands from the station itself. Operations will include 160 meters and 6-meter meteor scatter. The call sign is WW0WWV. The ham's operation will be, of course, a 24-hour-a-day deal. If anyone's got the time to do it, it's the U.S. home of Coordinated Universal Time in the heart of the U.S. at
WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado.
For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
With thanks to Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, IARU, Region 1, International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, New York Times, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Radio Club of America, Radio Society of Great Britain, CPAC, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, WTWW Shortwave, WWV, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019. All rights reserved.